Normally, you would have all the time in the world here to talk with head coach Jeremy Esrey of the North Central Missouri College Pirates about a thrilling victory against Southeast the other night, but we have coming up at 5:45 tonight, Trenton East Buchanan girls basketball. So these are being moved, the coaches' shows, to the 3:30 to 4 o'clock hour, and I told the front office, I said, I'll try to go 5 minutes, and we could probably talk about that game for half an hour, Coach.
We probably could, and that would just get that half hour would probably just cover all the turnovers we had in the first half. But little sluggish to start off with, but I'm really proud of how our guys finished it, and it was quite the finish, to say the least.
How huge is it, Coach, when we know the type of talent that you have, but you know, I see this all the time at the NCAA level where you get a team and they get somebody's best shot because they're highly ranked, and at the end of the night they didn't play their best, but they found a way to win on the road against a tough opponent. You know, I know there are things that you're working on to play more smoothly than you did Tuesday, but how big is it moving forward to find a way, just whatever way possible, just to get out of town with a W?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we'd much rather get out of town with a win than a loss, no matter what, even if we feel like we didn't play our best. But at the same time, we have to recognize and admit our mistakes and get better at it. And we can't let that win mask that there. We had a lot of trouble that night. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we can improve on and a lot of stuff we need to get better on. So, we can be happy with the win, but at the same time, we have to still realize that there's a lot of unfinished business and there's a lot of room for growth.
Yeah, you know, it's not something I can put my finger on because sometimes it just seems like the ball's not going in the hoop. But it kind of felt like, too, yeah, there were a lot of shots that you normally make, but it seemed like that the offense was just ragged there for about 35 minutes.
It really was. And they did a great job of playing us in some zone and some stuff we weren't really – comfortable or familiar with, and so I think that gave us some issues, and then we just couldn't really catch the basketball. We didn't really make good passes, and we couldn't shoot it from three. So you add those three things up to go along with their good defense. It was a frustrating night, to say the least.
That had to be a play, and that we've seen it run a number of times where you get Atavian just swooping in from the opposite wing, and you throw the ball up to him, and he goes and gets it, but that had to be a play that was called in that huddle with 15 seconds to go, correct?
Yeah, it was. They called a timeout, and you know, we had that look a couple of times during the game, and we weren't able to capitalize on it. So we thought it would be there, and our guys did a great job of executing it. TJ Babaker put a great pass up there, and Atavian Butler, sent it home. But it was definitely something that we had talked about and our guys were comfortable with.
You know, credit to Southeast, too. That backcourt of theirs, they were tough. They gave you a lot of difficulty with their ability to slash and hit shots.
They did. I thought they did a great job of getting out in transition against us. They did a great job, like you said, slashing to the basket. And just they put pressure on our defense the entire night to where we really had to defend and we really had to keep them in front. And we didn't do a good job of that.
How much of a factor was Tuesday night, Coach, not having Damian in the lineup? What did that kind of show up more on Tuesday than it did last Friday?
Yeah, for sure. We missed Damian's defensive presence. He has great defensive pressure. He's always on the ball. He gets his hands on a lot of deflections and stuff. So I thought it was really. We definitely missed him, and that's not to take away from Rayante at all, and it's not to take away from TJ Babaker, who did a great job stepping up. But I think, you know, it goes back and to me talking again about us being comfortable. And we're comfortable with Damian out there. We're used to him with him out there. We played 18 games with him out on the floor, and he did a really good job for us. So with his injury, it was a struggle. Just from that aspect of just understanding and being comfortable with the guys and the movements and where the help side is going to be on defense. So, it's going to take time to adjust, and hopefully we adjust and we get better that way. Then hopefully Damian comes back healthy and can provide what he's been able to provide.
What's the outlook for Saturday, Coach? Do you feel like you're going to have Damian against St. Louis?
We took yesterday off, and Damian got in and got some rehab stuff in with his foot. And today we're going to test him. We're going to tape him up, and we'll see what he can do and see what it feels like. So we're hoping – it's been about a week I think it actually happened a week ago today. So, it takes time for some stuff to heal. So hopefully it's getting better.
Yeah, crossing fingers on that. As far as, the game Tuesday night, Coach, I use this phrase all the time where I'm broadcasting a basketball game, and I use boxing terminology. And to use that boxing terminology, you guys in the first 5 minutes of the first half, you took a punch right to the jaw, and that staggered you guys, and you had to find a way to fight back once you got down 10-0 early.
Yeah, we're lucky that game went 10 rounds, because if it would have went 9 or anything less, we probably would have lost by decision,
mm-hmm.
But luckily we were able to take a couple hits early, and we were able to make a couple jarring hits late to win the game.
So I heard this mentioned on the bus, and I thought it was right on the money. There's about 5 minutes left, and you're down by 8, so you still had a lot of work to do to get back into that ball game. But that steal and breakaway dunk that Jeremy Shaw got, that seemed to give you guys immediate energy, and that really took you the rest of the way, didn't it?
Yeah, that momentum helped us big time, and Jeremy got out in the passing lane, and one of the best dunks I've seen. I was trying to describe one of my friends. I said it looked like LeBron was out there, kind of. Just how high he got on it, and how powerful he sent it through. They had to stop the game and fix the net, and so I think that was definitely a momentum builder for us, and I think it definitely sent a message to them that hey, we're not giving up on this game. We're going to continue to the end.
Absolutely. As you do look at the month of February, Coach, and now let's talk about St. Louis in particular, since that's obviously the big game coming up. You were telling me off the air before we got started, this team is a lot better than, they're one game above 500 overall, but they're a ton better than that record's going to indicate. They're going to challenge you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, they sure are. And, they've added some pieces at break. Their leading scorer is a guy that just got eligible at semester. And so they're really, really tough with them. They were tough without them, but when you add Mardarian Clark in the mix, and I think he won state down in Charleston. He's just a winner, and so he's really, really tough to defend. He's always on the boards, and he just adds another element that they're kind of missing. So I feel like they're finding their stretch right now, and they're finding their momentum and really playing good. So. We know how they're going to be defensively. Coach Collins always brings a great defensive strategy and great defensive team into our games, and so they're just going to be scrappy. They're going to be tough all around and be very good.
That's head coach Jeremy Esri of your top-ranked North Central Missouri College Pirates. They play St. Louis Saturday at 3 on 101.7 FM. Pirates 18-1. Coach, congrats on the win Tuesday. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Tom.